Interdimensional goggles.
A gunner in a helicopter would have no problem using these goggles. And only everything is showing up as a sort of a faint reddish image. And it was true night vision the way we have it now. And even a greater depth, because you could also flip it and get an extra layer that was sort of yellowish that would be heat signatures as well. And they don't have those combined anymore in these goggles. Anyway, the goggles that were presented to the gunners, and my father tells the story of the very first time they're out with them, and they're flying along, and he's in the front of the helicopter with the pilot. And all of a sudden, in a very peaceful area, not anything going on at all, the gunner in his on the starboard side of his helicopter starts firing wildly at their height, not at anything on the ground, but in an area that he was shooting at, and basically causing other helicopters in their little flotilla to have to react. Mm-hmm. And my father goes on back to the gunner, basically demanding, "What the hell, dude? What are you shooting at?" and the kid is just sweating profusely, and his eyes are just dilated beyond belief. And my dad thought he was dealing with another heroin addict, but this was before it had gotten really bad in Vietnam, and the kid was not exhibiting those kind of symptoms. He was reacting to what he had seen, and he's describing to my father that he was shooting at these basically flying demons that were flying alongside the helicopter.
Interdimensional goggles.
And
part two.
They were coming to get him because they were gesturing at him and they could see him. And so he reacted and he started shooting his Bren gun, big 50 caliber slugs at these things, right? Mm. And they were flying along right next to the helicopter. So he's firing out directly from the helicopter, and there are other helicopters in the vicinity. So it caused all kinds of problems. And this goes on repeatedly, week after week after week. Every time they try and use these night vision goggles, at some point they encounter monsters, true monsters. Now, officers had been told not to wear these. Okay, the pilots were told not to wear them. But my dad put them on to see what the hell was going on, and to hear him describe it, it was like being in the worst kind of a demonic gothic hell. That you'd look out at the tops of trees and you'd see these creatures with big wings and claws and everything come flying off of the tops of the trees. But you take the goggles off and there's not even a disturbance in the fog of the canopy of the trees, right?
They're perceiving into an aspect of consciousness.
Correct.
Another dimension.
And it was tied to the red image. As soon as they went to green, all of this kind of stuff disappeared.
Of course. Of course, and we don't have time.
Yeah, I know.
Me studying Pythagorean realism and vibrations, we could speak a lot about this, but let's not even go there.
Interdimensional goggles.
Are these connected to the modern night vision goggles people used to see UFOs?
Correct.
Third generation or whatever they're called. Is this the same technology?
It's the same technology. It's just that the translation is done through a different phase alignment, and we're not seeing everything that the goggles could show you. And
they don't connect it to heat signatures either, right? Organic.
They don't do that, and then they also don't do it with a red display. Now, the red aspect of it is interesting because the green display comes from electrons, not photons, okay? And it comes from an electron transmission. Mm. Presumably, they were still doing electron transmission. They were just turning it into a red filter.
That keeps it more material.
Exactly. And at this stage, though, in Vietnam, when they introduced them, it was there. It was brief. It lasted. The whole project lasted about 60 days, and then it was all canceled.
It was so impractical.
Correct. I mean, your flotilla is shooting at each other. Right.
Suddenly, they had a new enemy.
Right,
don't let them know.
One that bullets didn't bother. Right.
Please say you inherited one of these goggles from your father.
No.
Oh,
no,
damn.
No, that kind of stuff never happened. My dad was. He was at a level of the military where we had to be very concerned because he used to do CID, internal criminal kind of investigations, right?
Yeah.
And so his clearances and stuff were always checked. So he was a by-the-book kind of a fellow insofar as the military was concerned at that level.
Interdimensional goggles. Part 4.
Because I was ready to book a flight to Northwest America now. I'll just cancel.
Well, apparently we would not want to do this anyway because my father said that the single exposure, and in terms of him describing it,
made you mad.
The single exposure to the goggles that he would put on that one time had an unsettling effect on him for several weeks afterwards.
Right.
And the people that wore the red goggles, the gunners and these kind of people, were unstable at best for months. Many of them were cycled right out of the out of the war as a result of this experience.
Yep, that so fits with the whole Vietnam War anyway. And you couldn't tell the difference. Everybody went crazy over there.
Right, right. But here these guys had a real reason for doing it because of the images coming in and the radiation probably.
But, I mean, imagine the energies letting loose in Vietnam at the time. No wonder that was attracting those kind of manifestations.
You're right. Now, maybe the manifestations are there continuously, always around us, but they just don't disturb
us. It's just a strata of reality, right?
Right, right, because we don't see them, right.
Mm.
And see, so here's the thing. Indeed, if we're looking at automated kinds of systems and so on, there's nothing to say that, we use projectile weapons, but that's not the only way to think of fighting wars and doing protective systems and so on.